Bibles and open up to Psalm chapter 3. Psalm chapter 3. Is what we sang just true? When we say, stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed. And it says, you will find perfect peace and rest. That's a promise in the Bible. Maybe you think of different places, such as Philippians chapter 4, where it says that in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's a promise that we have from God. We have a promise in Isaiah chapter 26, where it talks about, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. And yet so often there are so many circumstances and occasions that really vie for our peace. They vie for our fear. And tonight we're going to look at a psalm in which David himself is faced with a circumstance that was threatening his peace, that was threatening his confidence in God. And we're going to look at Psalm chapter 3 tonight. But before we do that, by way of review, and I have a PowerPoint tonight, and our TV just kicked out on us in the back, so I'm going to turn around and look both ways tonight a little bit. But I want to take a little time to review, and part of the reason I have a PowerPoint tonight, number one, is I had the time to put it together. Second of all, is we're going to have something in the introduction that I hope will be helpful for you to see and to understand. And I thought that putting it on a screen would help you kind of see this. But by way of review for us, we've had three different messages so far in our series on Psalms. We talked about, in an overview of the Psalms, we emphasized that some of the big themes Psalms, or really what you could say the overarching theme would be, praising the King in every single circumstance of life. And we showed the praise Psalms and how that's such a dominant theme. It concludes each of the five books in the Psalms, and you end the Psalms with just this crescendo of praise. And we're going to see tonight why that word every is in there, because there's a vast variety of circumstances that we face. And no matter what we are facing, we're called upon to praise the Lord. Secondly, we looked at Psalm 1. And so our second sermon was on Psalm 1, and we saw what it means to be blessed by God. The most wonderful life is found in the man that walks not in the counsel of ungodly, but what he does is he delights in the law of the Lord. And then last week, we looked at Psalm 2 and saw the sovereign anointed king, the anointed one, that people try to oppose, that people throughout the centuries, and really there's going to be a climactic, still yet to come, assembly against the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw the triumph of Christ, and guess what? God is on the throne, and no one can thwart His purposes. The psalm, in Psalm 2, you can see it right there in front of you if you're at Psalm 3. The psalmist starts by asking, why do the heathen rage? Why are they even trying to resist God, he says. And God's laughing at it. He holds them in derision. And he declares the decree that Jesus Christ is triumphant. And then we come to Psalm chapter 3. After Psalm 1, talking about the blessed, the happy, the joyous life that a righteous person has. Psalm 2, talking about no one can thwart God's purposes. He is sovereign over all. No one could stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? That was Nebuchadnezzar writing, who realized one that can set up kings. He's the one that tears down kings. As the heart of a king, or as the rivers of waters in the palm of his hand, so God can turn the heart of kings wherever he wants, Proverbs tells us. Psalm chapter 3, and it starts off, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise against me. And we come to this genre of psalms called laments. And there are so many laments in the book of Psalms where their tone is sad. And we'll see, though, that laments, they move from sadness to confident praise of God. And again, that goes in with our theme of praising God in every single circumstance that we face. And this is a part that I thought might be helful to have on the screen, because this was helpful for me in my study of the book of Psalms. And I looked at a few different books on this, so this is kind of compiled from a bunch of different places, even my own study as well. But when we talk about a lament, and you could go through and you could say, okay, this is how many psalms are laments. Different psalms have different types to them. A psalm may be sad in some type. Not all psalms are going to fit perfectly into different categories that people talk about. You have hymns, you have songs of about kingship, songs of, and sometimes it works really well and you can clearly see. But when you come to us throughout, you could say, yes, and all throughout. That's what lament psalms is, not nearly as sorrowful on this sad, what many are there that there's no helping through. He find in a lamenting and say, this is confusion in your own. He starts off here in our psalms, probably he's pleading. There's usually a cry to God, and we say to the Lord. You complain as well. I'm complaining, Lord, what's going on? What's happening? Increased. There's always a request in this psalm, and all this stuff does not come towards the end of the psalm. And this is why box it and there. And this is tense. Even though the say that's usually, look at the very verse of our psalm. What does David say to the Lord? Thy blessed people. One author put, move back there to sad note. All the rest, so there's this to a movement to section. Well, you trust, or but thou, O Lord, he has endowed. There's also assurance. To see this in verse 5, O Lord, save me. Before I was there. So a tent or a valley. You have a resolve of doing. He says, I won't be afraid. There is that psalm. The psalmist will write, Lord, prayer, that everything it goes. I will lift up laments. No, it's pour out ourselves back into prison. And really, the more confident us tonight, perfect time, pray, reflect. I asked him to promise perfect peace. And what will surprise us? Diligence really is a whether to the, doesn't say, in circumstances. That's totally contrary to some people tell you, but guess what the Bible says? God, in the New Testament, says not to be a Christian. Sound mind. Well, soon when we face a terrible, really, fear shifts in life. Come through to different places of a believer. But that's something, first verse in the Hebrews. So people helps to psalm. There's about apps, people that were against. I haven't done that because these psalms are meant to be apps. Help us. What David, actually tonight, it's for us. Too much your survey. David writes, help increased that in God. But then my glory and the pride unto the Lord and out of his holy. And be afraid me round about. He's upon the cheek. Broke to the Lord. And we encounter also in this. We didn't see this. Out of nobody knows. Some Bibles will have, or maybe we're tired of like maybe seeing them. And then people think it may have been important to him. Just follow the probably. And again, my process is not what was said. If you read through the psalm, I think that will be its project there. Okay, the first point to me, notice talking, and we need to tell, and we need to go and hunting, because what you'll see in Tuple is Absalom and all the people. Absalom is our king for his life. Everywhere. And where they trouble me is all of people are they that rise up against the screen for times and strong. For people in verses say, David's faith, and many of them like something, and why all of your employees, or maybe you're. Maybe your pastor, or put your chin. Nothing here. There's a Christian sonship there, and there are very few. You don't have anything or a prayer that. People are talking back. All of a sudden, you're like, sudden are all these people trouble what I've to do for him. And could be saying, you think of us as children of it. And it seems to be the father, my son. He committed adult blessing more. You know what people will do sometimes? Is there hurdles to you? So they've done that. Not minding about all actions against David. To respect, I'm not going to. Or a husband lose a wife or a child. They just said they're going to obey. There are circumstances where people into their government. Have we had reasons recently? We're still responsible. David's here telling that you're not there to fight another sin that we should be open with is prayer to the Lord. But God is all sovereign. Pray about what you want to happen. Talk about it. You know what else you're thinking? And that's me. Connect. Lord, this is what they're. But they're up. And as David says, look, saying there's no you, my shield. I've made your head is. Day of exalting. But also tonight, remember God. Again, being God has always been that I've always, my glory, that you're the one being reflectively life's confident. You made God a rock. This is what it is. And then running into the of these people, that here he talks about sin. It was like a butchwar. Glory is majesty on God. You are the one that kingdom. I did backing me. That set me up to be picking and trusting in the Lord. That's the ideal team. It's chosen, cured, and this trusting in himself, binding him. He says, Lord, this, this, and this. The fellows there go, you're someone that could be a helpful to my trust. Making God confident, you have to be able to pray that. You're able to turn to God, and I've been faithful. Trouble comes. David, and then he's also to him. Since reading, he's the king. And I'm not probably what I think he meant. Good to know that he's our enemy. side, not confidently. And so David's remembering this in God past time, and you can see his passage later. But remember, number four, and he's out as we out of his hole. And it said, verse 17, Lord, fire of the cross, I need us well. What's seen here that we have, Lord, heard me at the hill. And verse 41. Here is just the idea of sucking into the ring. The third them word that we have here. Into the Lord. No, David, it could have praying that the Lord, if that was his specific, David is doing encouragement. He says, you know what? That's what bore me. Interesting quest that it quest here. It's turnness. That's exactly. I think there's a David in that pal when quad. It's in this witness. Then guess what? There's a significant tremendous little work. I think what we do is okay, he says, don't get you. Don't. He will answer that. There's no way. Our fear with con. You know, so even though we could debate, find to prayer that God has done right. So all this, you have that. I'm scared really quick of what God has. That's where that comes. And as we proactively, so confidence, where we have made, as thou hast been, forever shalt be, faithful, confidence. But I'm 5. Let's read, count it. I await, afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves round about. Me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my broken the teeth. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. To a tone of confidence, he said, guess what? I laid me down and have you ever? We constantly put ourselves to confidence. Is first, well, go wilderness. He's in the wilderness. But David still fasted and rested. You know how this? I don't have time for this. All my time. No, David's still before David, what he does, he goes ships. Likely that was almost written as he's talking about this morning. But David found time to do even while editing on. Taking all of the normal falling up Chiefs game. The ascent paralyzed you. He's able to snap and unto the day is so often well, so that grace. The Lord. So don't let friction upon God's doing the if there's life that needs help, it's to get done. Lord, there was only one. She was to help. We can teach the classes. We can teach all. Because you know what? It's going. God's going to answer. But why has to be this commitment? It's going through cancer. Where I, a few times, remind me to be in church. Sit and I look. It's still. Nighttime is the worst emotional. I think we all. But sometimes, let's just. Lord, I'm reading about. Lord, on Psalm, guess what? Stop God's. What can do? God wants it. Say this to happen to your. Of God's. He says, be. And so, get yourself. And again, this is. Sometimes we. It's the awesomeness. The Holy Spirit. We take it this way. He says, "Options allow them." Like we heard, it's the spirit of fear, not to be afraid. Be afraid. It's, it says, "What time I have put my trust here?" It says, "I will wait." Notice he doesn't doubt it. No fear. Where it's not afraid about it. We walk or stand on, not be afraid. We may not feel. I be afraid. It's given us. We say that a person's crying time, that is, but it should be a fear. Right? But there has to be a prayer. And again, and pick our hour by air, hour. If it's a day by day thing, constant, I promise you. But yes, that's a battle. It's an amazingly difficult. Allow his circumstance. David and singing. Of the end. You see in verse 7, right from the single, and there are many, the psalm is requested, done, and grown his confidence evidently to God. But David is around for God. Third psalm, he says, the Lord says this for them. There's a few ways to for me, you can for me this. That's a variation where you have an event has also, I say, the Lord's known through another on the mouth. Also, it's a very saying, there's no mouth in some king. But there's this praising God, or what is the main point of God here? The people and Lord, you are salvation. They get back, even though he forgot before all of that, I'm still feel confidence in that on somewhere dominance, whatever in our circle. Be honest. Pray also put yourself of your confidence. Sorry, put the last in the Lord in your confidence. Way that focus quickly, that you're focused quickly when you make the request. You don't just focus on that request. Oh, I really, really hope that God's going to do this. I really hope. No, what David does here is he makes the request and then he quickly moves into, Lord, you've done this before. I praise you for that. And again, this goes into helping ourselves replace our fear with confidence. If we focus on what God has not done yet for us, we're not going to be confident. What David does is he says, Lord, I need this from you, but guess what? I know you're going to do this. I can be confident in my God. And whether or not you know if the Lord's going to take away cancer or uplift you in front of coworkers or whoever's rising up against you, you might not know that yet. But what you can trust is, as for my God, His way is perfect. You can also trust all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. That doesn't mean the people rising up against you, it's going to work out good for them. No, but you can know, if you are a child of God, that God will work this out for good. His way is perfect. We can be confident. Praise the Lord for that. So in conclusion, again, we've said it many times, God has not given us a spirit of fear. We don't have to be paralyzed or conquered or dominated by fear. Even when there's tens of thousands of people encamped about this church with torches ready to burn the church building down. That's the biggest parallel I can think of right now to what, you know, maybe David was facing. All these people encamped against him. We don't need to be afraid. No matter what the circumstance is, we won't face a circumstance like David. I can almost promise you that. Now, missionaries on the mission field, they very well might. But guess what? No matter what we're facing, we can be confident in God. Pray honestly, pray reflectively, and then commit yourself to confidence. It's a choice. Commit to it. But I want to take some time, and just really quickly here at the end, is what if we're not going through a trial right now? What if you're saying, man, this is really good. I hope there are some people here that are going through something hard and they need this. I've been encouraged, even though there's not really anything particularly in my life right now, it's like, oh man, I'm just up against the wall right now. But some applications for those of us that maybe aren't in a particular trial right now. One would be is to make sure that God is your shield right now. We talked about this halfway through the psalm. David could turn to God and he could say, God, I've always kept a right relationship with you. I've always been faithful to you. You've been faithful to me. We're not going to be able to say that if day by day right now when we're not in a trial, we're not developing that relationship with God. Don't make God someone that you just turn to when it's hard. You will fear if that's the only time you turn to God because you won't know Him like you should. So make God your shield right now. And then also, start noticing God's answers to prayers in your life right now. Start noticing those blessings in your life. So that when something hard comes, you can say, look, God has been good here and here and here and here. I know He's going to keep being good. If we're not noticing those things, then when something hard comes, we're going to go, you know what, I think God has been good. You know, what are those times when God's, and your mind's already cloudy and you're already struggling. No, build your confidence in God right now. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one, we sing. It will surprise you what God has done when you do that. Do that right now. And then also, whether you're in a trial or not, make it a daily habit to dispel fear from your lives. We don't have to be afraid. Sometimes I think we tell ourselves and we use it as an excuse to say, you know what, I'm allowed to be afraid in this circumstance. Now, our feelings will follow our choices. But guess what? There are promises in the Bible that say, no, you do not have to be afraid. I will not fear. That's a commitment that David made. I'm not going to go there. I will not be afraid. And do that daily. We need to strengthen our spiritual muscles if we're going to be able to fight off a big trial. But do that right now. Prepare yourself right now. Get close to God. Daily dispel fear and discouragement from your life. So that when something even harder comes, you'll be able to lift it. You'll be able to bear it up in God's strength. Now, there's no temptation you that's taken you that such as is coming in. God will always make that possible. But guess what? We should be doing everything we can right now to prepare ourselves for that. To make it as easy as possible when it does come. We're not slaves to fear. Remember that. We are slaves to God. We're slaves of righteousness. Commit yourself to confidence and praise the Lord in every circumstance, no matter how trying it is and how hard it is. We can do that. Commit to it. And use Psalms like Psalm 3 and others to say, yes, Lord, this is going to be my prayer. I'm going to pray honestly before you. I'm going to reflect on everything that you've done for me. And then I'm going to commit to you that I'm going to be confident here. Not because I have it in me, but because salvation is of the Lord. And we know our God's way is perfect. Lord, we thank you that you are the God who changes not. Lord, we thank you that you abide with us in trying times. Lord, I pray that we would keep clear consciences before you. That we would know that you are there on our side when something difficult comes, or even when spiritual accusations come our way. Lord, if anyone is not right with you tonight, I pray that they would make that right. Lord, if there's anyone here that doesn't know for certain that they are a child of God, then Lord, everything we've talked about tonight does not apply to them. I pray that they would come to you so they can have that relationship. But Lord, I pray, most importantly for all of us tonight, that we would be encouraged, that we could really replace fear in our lives with confidence. And I pray that we would get on our knees, whether here at church or at home before you, and just pour out our hearts to you and commit ourselves to confidence. I'm going to have the piano play. Take some time to talk to the Lord. You can kneel at your pew. You can come forward to the altar. But let's just all talk with God there quietly in your seats or here at the front. Just talk to whatever the Lord's maybe spoken to you about. Maybe you need to commit yourself to confidence. Maybe you have been fearful recently. Praise the Lord that He has not given us a spirit of fear, but we can have a sound mind no matter what is facing us. As the pianist plays, just deal with God in the quietness of this moment.